Hello, Tim Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Well, it's a start of a year, and I want to talk to three of recognized prophets of wonderful reputation as far as accuracy, what they see for 2018. If I was president of the United States, I would want to see what these three proven senior prophets have to say about 2018. How about you?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Okay, I want you to cause our expectations for this year to go off the charts, because you told me that God said that this year is going to be a year of same-day blessings.
Yes.
How about you? Do you like that same-day blessing? I sure do.
God wants to raise the expectation of you that pray. You know, people have been praying prayers of someday. God's not talking someday. He's talking same day. And we are expecting too much tomorrow in the future. God wants to raise our expectation today, now. It begins to happen. And this isn't just individually, but I'm telling you, it's for the nations of the earth. Because God is moving and He's speaking loudly. And that's one of the things that's going to mark this year, is the voice of the Lord that's going to speak louder than the voice of man and the voice of the media.
Well, but I've heard you say the fear of the Lord is so important at this moment, because let's face it, the church seems to be going the other way.
Yeah. And the reason why a lot of churches today don't have the fear of God is because they're excluding the Holy Spirit. They're setting up their own agenda. And God said this. Jesus asked a question. What should we liken unto this generation? Okay. And he compared it to John the Baptist. He said, "What'd you come out to see? A reed shaking in the wind?" There's too many that are bending with the trends. He also said, "Did you come out to see a man clothed in soft linen?" He said, "Kings belong in soft linen belongs in with kings in palaces." We want a soft message. God wants to come in His glory, and the pattern and the foundation has to be right for it to come. Because God is coming with His voice very strong. And I hear the Spirit of God saying this, "This is a year that my voice shall speak, and it shall speak loud. For the media has been speaking loud, and they've had their moment. Now I shall speak." And God says, "When my voice comes, it shall be as if the sound of thunder." Listen to the sound of thunder, even you in the United States. "For where it thunders, you shall say, 'We have not heard it like this before.' And you will look and say, 'Where is the rain?' But you will find no rain. But look to the lightning, for there shall be fascinations in the lightning." Why is this? "For God says, 'My voice is as the voice of thunder, and with it shall come lightning that shall strike down the forces of witchcraft that have been holding cities, that have been holding regions, that have been holding territories, and that has even held certain things with this administration. But God says, 'Listen to my voice, for with it I will shake, I will break, I will divide, and I shall make, and my way shall be heard, and my way shall be reported even upon the media. Watch how my name, the name of Yeshua, is declared loudly upon the airwaves as a sign of a shift that's beginning to come,' says the Spirit of grace." I saw a vision on New Year's Eve, and I saw the President Trump joining hands with the Prime Minister Netanyahu. And when they joined hands, it was more than just a hand joining. I literally saw a picture. I saw God's hand come down and put his hand of agreement on both of them. And when that happened, it marks a tremendous move of God that is going to begin to come over Israel and the United States. And the Lord's been saying this, Sid. I'm not one that sets dates.
Well, by the way, just reporting, I'm a reporter. Yeah. There are waves of the Holy Spirit coming over those words right now. Please continue.
Yeah, I'm not one that likes to set dates, but I'm telling you, the Lord is saying, I want my people to get a picture. And he's been saying this, look to 2020, where people will begin to get perfect vision, where they will see what God has been saying and prophesying through his prophets regarding a global move of the Holy Spirit. Too many of us are saying the glory's coming, the glory's coming. We need to start declaring this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that. The glory is in manifestation. In fact, I hear the Spirit of God says, watch this year, 2018. It's the year of records. Records shall be made and records shall be broken. Why is this, says the Lord? Because I want to show those in the earth that even as it was said of Yeshua, we have never so seen this in all of Israel. And this shall be said even in Israel once again, as they understand the Messiah, as they understand Yeshua. God says the record shall be broken as a sign of what I'm about to do unprecedentedly in the earth among my people. But God says not just among my people, but watch the unprecedented things that I do in this nation with this administration, and watch how I shake Canada, watch how I shake Mexico, the leadership, and join them with the hands of the man of this land and cause it to become North America the Great, that shall have a great glory and a great economy among the three nations, says the Lord. And this shall be a prototype that shall begin to affect other nations of the earth. And keep your eye upon Asia, for I'm about to break down the bamboo curtain. I'm about to shred a veil that has been over Islam. And God says they're going to come. They're going to come by the masses to the great awakening of what I'm about to do in a record number and a record way, says the Spirit of God.
And when we come back, I'm going to have Chuck Pierce on. Chuck just had a visitation from an angel who identified himself as the angel of war. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
I love that I can watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
My workouts are out of the box, and so are my ISN podcasts.
Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, I have all three of the prophets that are here today are personal friends, but I really appreciate the gift that Chuck Pierce has brought to the body. One of the things you have revealed to us is the understanding from ancient Israel of understanding how to have access to God, how to worship God. Even the year that we're in now, 2018, those numbers have meaning in Hebrew and in English. Unpack it for us.
We are coming into a place this year where it will be a now moment for us, a now moment where you'll hit a moment in your life and all of a sudden a blessing overtakes you. And that comes because we have returned to God's order. That's what this year is about. Eights are always linked with new beginning. And first, they're linked with the prototype. Seven, you're completing. Eight, you're beginning. This year is like a new beginning for all of us.
Now, it's 2018 on our calendar here. And what is it on the Jewish calendar?
In the Jewish calendar, it's 5778. So you can see it a little different from a Jewish perspective, from a covenant perspective, because 70 is different than 10. See, whatever year you're in, whatever calendar you're in, you're in the 8th year. That means you're in this new beginning. 8 is also linked with gate. But in Hebrew, see, 10 means testimony. In Hebrew, it means you're coming out of captivity. 70 is linked with Ayin, God watching you. The Lord is watching you come out of captivity into the testimony for your future this year. We have to understand that this year is a year of divine visitation. It's a year of divine help for us. Because, see, every Christian should understand they need Holy Spirit. They have to have Holy Spirit to help them, the helper. Jesus, Yeshua, is at the right hand of the Father. Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead helping us. Now, they have to have the body of Christ. That's why the Lord says, forsake not the assembling of yourself. You've got to know your ecclesia.
And yet so many Christians have been bored with church, and they're not bored with God. They're not bored with reading their Bible. They're not bored with praying. But there's like an exodus out of churches. You're saying we need to reverse
that. They're bored with an old wineskin. They're bored with the church that didn't shift. Hmm. See, church you build, and Jesus said, seek ye first. Now, remember, this year's about first. Seek ye first the kingdom. That means this year is about unlocking, not just what you have had built in the past. It's unlocking your future. You unlock the kingdom. You build the church. And see, what happens is if we quit unlocking the kingdom, if we quit moving in God's plan for how He wants to move, our structure gets old. We got to take off our old garment, our old sorrows from the past season. We've got to make a shift with a new anointing, and we've got to be willing to go into the harvest field. And I think that's why I had the visitation.
That's what I was going to ask you. Tell me about this visitation. You haven't had a chance to release this much.
No, I've been going so much this year, and I've not really been able to discuss, but I will summarize it this way. This year is about gates, doors, angels, and war. So if you'll think like that, and I mean personally in your life, don't be afraid of the word war. It just means conflict to break through, conflict to enter into rest. Now, what happened was I awakened from a dream, and there stood an angelic being. Now, that has only happened to me 2 other times in my entire life. So this isn't something very usual for me. And this angel was peering out, and it was almost like all of a sudden we were in a different place. And I could see what the angel was seeing. Hank said something. This is a year of truly understanding the Lord's Prayer. Atmosphere, our Father who art in heaven, may your will be done in earth. Earth environment. This angel, some way or another, there was a divine alignment. This angel was peering out, and the angel turned and looked at me with red eyes, fiery red eyes. And instead of falling down and being afraid, I think I knew the word well enough that they always tell you to get back up. So, and
you
don't be afraid.
Okay.
So I said, who are you? He said, I am the angel of war for God's covenant harvest plan. And all of a sudden, I could see what he saw. And I could see nations. Now, I want to say this. I believe, and I'll go with what you and Hank were saying, I believe because Donald Trump in America, our president, decreed that Jerusalem would be the capital of Israel. All of a sudden, America and the nations took a huge shift. Yes. Something happened worldwide in the spirit when he made that decree. No president before has ever been bold enough to do it. I'm not even sure if he knew what he was doing, he would have done it.
Candidly, I was shocked that he did that, and I was as pleased as could be, because I also know what was released on America by him making that decision. That was a godly decision. The countries that go in covenant with God
Absolutely.
Are going to see the greatest advances
Absolutely.
This world has ever seen. We'll be right back with Rich Freeland.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get the 2018 Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes six audio CDs jam-packed with prophecy from Rich Vera, Hank Kuhneman, and Chuck Pierce. Plus, this special bonus CD from Chuck Pierce, containing the prophetic words given to him in a visitation from the Angel of War. This entire 2018 Prophetic Outlook Package is exclusive for you, our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9533 on Hank Kuhneman two audio CDs. You will hear what God has revealed to him, including there will continue to be an expose on the wickedness and ungodliness of the Hollywood media. Understand the supernatural significance of the weather patterns in relationship to the message God himself is trying to convey. Watch how there's going to be an abundance of natural oil flowing in the land of the Bible. Healing is going to break forth out of Israel. Doctors that are Jewish are going to begin to make known discoveries. On Rich Vera's two audio CDs, he shares a now word for you. God will cause America to be a nation for the people, by the people. A new sound of change will come to the political world. We will see a transfer of wealth from those that are wicked to those with a heart for God and conduct that is righteous. This will be a season of innovation and manifestation. There will be a cure discovered for breast cancer in America. On Chuck Pierce's two audio CDs, you will hear what God has revealed to him, including, this will be a season of revelation to fall on us in an accelerated way. God is ready to bring you out of your wilderness experience to enter into his promised land for you. You will also receive this special bonus CD. In this special bonus audio CD, Chuck Pierce shares the visitation he had from the Angel of War. Through this CD, you will learn that there is a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit for those nations and individuals who align themselves with Israel. Discover how angels have been assigned to every nation, including America. Don't miss out on getting the 2018 Prophetic Outlook Package, plus this special bonus CD from Chuck Pierce. This entire 2018 Prophetic Outlook Package is exclusive for you, our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9533. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9533 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, the reason that I've selected these three prophets is they've been with me before. And they've had their prophecies out there on the air. And their accuracy is so on target that that's why I wanted to find out about 2018. Rich, what is God showing you about the number 18, 2018?
Yeah, you know, 18 is so significant. 18 stands for bondage and judgment. But on the Hebrew, the number 18 is for life and new life. God is bringing us in this year to the finality, to the end of the struggle and the system that has kept us bound. And on 2018, God is judging not people now. God is judging the system that has corrupted society. The church is going to begin in the church, America. And that's what we see all this crazy thing going on. And also in 18, we are beginning a new life for those that have been faithfully waiting in the promises of God.
Rich, tell me about the fires in California, the weather things that are going on. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, if you notice the fires, you know, the floods happen on the East Coast, Houston, and happen in Puerto Rico, and the fires happen on the West. Now, the Lord spoke to me, and I prophesied this a few months ago in my church, and the Lord says the fires symbolize judgment.
Another says, I'm judging the system that is corrupting society in the nations of the world. Another says, everything that comes from Hollywood, from California, impacts the nations of the world. Right. Whatever we watch on television, people in Africa, they want to be like the Americans they watch on television. People in Argentina, they all want to be like what they see on television. And literally from that state, it has corrupt the morality of the nations of the world. Another was telling me, I'm judging that spirit. There is a stronghold in California that affects the rest of the world. And the Lord says, I'm judging the system. And then when God is done judging the system and removing those that have been used of the enemy to allow the corruption to continue, God says, I'm going to strengthen my church. And God was going to empower the church on the West Coast. I saw the church on the West Coast as a feeble man that could not even move or get out of bed. And the Lord says, that's the condition of the church on the West Coast. And God says, after this great cleansing, God says he's going to empower the church to go back to the days of Amy Semple McPherson, where this lady by herself impacted the whole state and souls were saved. And whether anybody liked it or not, she had an incredible impact with the gospel on that state.
You know what's so amazing? Her background, you would say, how could God ever use her?
Right.
I mean, divorced, a couple of children.
And a woman preacher in those days.
But that's true.
And that's coming back in this generation. And I want to prophesy to the church on the West Coast, this is the season to rise up and to let the spirit of fear be put aside. God is going to anoint you with the ability to speak the gospel with boldness. And God wants to bring back the conviction of the spirit. And God wants you to know that you'll be protected. If you speak the gospel, signs and wonders will follow you, and you will not be destroyed by the enemy in this season.
Yeah. Tell me about, you talk about the judgment in sports and other areas.
Part of this cleansing is going to touch, as the prophets mentioned before, different areas of society in America. And I saw in the sport industry, in the different categories, that God was going to humble the proud, especially those that claim themselves to be believers and they have forgotten the God that prospered them. And the Lord told me many of them were going to be humbled to a place that they will lose everything so they can gain back their walk with Jesus. And also God is going to raise up those with a voice to proclaim the message of the gospel in the name of Jesus with no shame in spite of the possibility of losing financial. So there's going to be a shakeup to humble them and to realize that it was God the one that made them great, not the NFL, the NBA, or anybody else.
Tell me about, you told me that there was going to be a cure for breast cancer, and I just read an article that someone's just developed one.
Yeah, about 6 months ago, the Lord gave me a vision, and the Lord says, I'm going to judge the killer of the babies. So something that was going to come out of a secondary result that was going to be like a discovery of something that will push back breast cancer on ladies. And as we saw today, 2 days ago, came an article saying exactly what we're saying, and you saw that on the back.
What about things like feebleness and Alzheimer's?
You know, and this is the most amazing thing. You know, what happened in Israel with President Trump proclaiming Jerusalem to be the eternal capital of the Jewish people, as Chuck says, it's a significant thing in the spirit world, because for him to be the man that spoke boldly to the nations of the world, he released a spirit that opened a portal for blessings to be released from Israel to the rest of the world. If you look on Psalms 122, says, if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, the word to pray means more than just pray. It means if you do something about it. The Bible says there will be great prosperity among those that love Israel. So when the president went, and I saw this in a vision, and proclaimed that on television, there was literally a portal that opened up, and it began to flush like a waterfall to America, and we are about to experience prosperity like we have never experienced before, because the Bible says when Jerusalem gets blessed, or when something happens concerning the peace of Jerusalem, prosperity is the result that follows Jerusalem.
There's my problem. These prophets have seen so much for this year. We're going to have not just information, but activation.
What does this year, 2018, hold for you and your loved ones? A lot of prophecy today is centered on gloom and doom. Yet God is ready to pour out His Spirit for the greatest revival the world has ever experienced. Get ready to be encouraged and begin to access the blessings and promises God has for you and your family in 2018. Hear from three of the most accurate prophetic voices of our time concerning what is about to happen concerning America, Israel, and the nations of the world in 2018. Call now and get the 2018 Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes six audio CDs jam-packed with prophecy from Rich Vera, Hank Kuhneman, and Chuck Pierce, plus this special bonus CD from Chuck Pierce containing the prophetic words given to him in a visitation from the Angel of War. This entire 2018 Prophetic Outlook Package is exclusive for you, our It's Supernatural audience, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9533. On Hank Kuhneman's two audio CDs, you will hear what God has revealed to him, including, there will continue to be an expose on the wickedness and ungodliness of the Hollywood media. Understand the supernatural significance of the weather patterns in relationship to the message God Himself is trying to convey. Israel will be celebrated instead of being reviled. Watch how there's going to be an abundance of natural oil flowing in the land of the Bible. Healing is going to break forth out of Israel as there comes medical cures, medical discoveries, doctors that are Jewish that are going to begin to make known discoveries. On Rich Vera's two audio CDs, he shares a now word for you. God will cause America to be a nation for the people, by the people. A new sound of change will come to the political world. We will see a transfer of wealth from those that are wicked to those with a heart for God and conduct that is righteous. This will be a season of innovation, revelation, and manifestation. There will be a cure discovered for breast cancer in America. On Chuck Pierce's two audio CDs, you will hear what God has revealed to him, including, this will be a season of revelation to fall on us in an accelerated way. God is ready to bring you out of your wilderness experience to enter into His promised land for you. You will also receive this special bonus CD. In this special bonus audio CD, Chuck Pierce shares the visitation he had from the Angel of War. During this encounter, the angel unveiled how you can be prepared for your future and that of your loved ones. Through this CD, you will learn that there is a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit for those nations and individuals who align themselves with Israel. Discover how angels have been assigned to every nation, including America, and are waiting to usher in either blessings or judgment based on what those nations decide regarding Israel. Don't miss out on getting the 2018 Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes six audio CDs, jam-packed with prophecy from Rich Vera, Hank Kuhneman, and Chuck Pierce, plus this special bonus CD from Chuck Pierce, containing the prophetic words given to him in a visitation from the Angel of War. This entire 2018 Prophetic Outlook Package is exclusive for you, our It's Supernatural audience, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9533. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9533 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
I am a former Muslim. Many people feel trapped by circumstances in their lives. I was one of those people. But God stepped in, and now I have the freedom, love, and joy that I always dreamed of. Join me, Ishak Abla, on It Is Supernatural, and I will tell you how you can have that too.